Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives. My name is R. Kyle Lynn.
And I'm Shannon.
And I'm Cheyenne. Sorry, I'm
struggling with this mic today.
Cheyenne is juggling her mic and her four-month-old son, Ace, at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's eating a bottle.
Under the table. If you guys are watching us on YouTube. I mean, if you don't watch us on YouTube and you're just listening to the podcast,
there's
a baby under the table. We're filming in my living room today instead of like the office that we're normally in. So that's why our scene is a little bit different. If you guys watch the YouTubes, if you don't, you should, because I feel like listening to us is one thing, but like watching and like reading off our like facial expressions and stuff is
a vibe. It's different.
Fun. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like we're really entertaining.
Just our facial expressions alone are like
to each other.
Yeah, what? I agree. But I don't know. I guess I'll start off. And we were talking to each other. Today? Yeah, and we were like trying to figure like what should our topic be. And then we were genuinely like, wait, when was last time that the three of us have been together and have we checked in or checked on each other?
Yeah. It's been a busy last couple of weeks or like month. I say month.
Yeah. I would just say like
we're a busy month and we're all in different spaces with like our kids and work, and just work and kids have been just really busy for the three of us. And Kyle's is pregnant and with that, all that.
Yeah. She said, yeah.
Yeah.
I would just say also just adjusting with new schedules, because the kids are in school and
yes, it's great to have the kids in school, but it's like you still have to like get in that groove and like find that routine. And now it's scheduling things either within those hours or outside of those hours, yeah. And like balancing the newness of that is.
But I also think with COVID, I know it's a scary word to say on social media, but anyways, with that, there's a lot of rules with your kid going to school and there's, you know, they have to be quarantined if a classmate has COVID. So that happened with Parker not too long ago. So that's why I took a break episodes ago because we did Zoom and it took a lot out of me. I did it once, you guys, and I didn't feel it. I didn't like it.
Shana said I did not like that.
I did not like Zoom, but you know, I give it to the parents that did Zoom for a year. You guys had a lot of patience.
Yeah, mad kudos to all of
the
parents who have gone through Zoom school with one kid, multiple children, and shout out to the parents that genuinely choose to homeschool their children themselves.
I think there's something wrong with them.
I don't understand.
Because for you to want to choose that poison for yourself. No, I'm just kidding. No, I have a lot of respect for y'all because I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Ryder was sick all week last week. And like you said, with COVID, like there's just new rules. And she wasn't like sick. You know, she did like she had a runny nose and she had a cough for a few days.
You can't take your kids to school like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But in those few days, I would tell you like she didn't feel well. But then at the end of it, where like she was fine, but like she had like a few, you know, she had to blow her nose a few times. Her energy was fine. She was eating fine. Like she was fine. It was just she had to blow her nose and you can't take them to school like that. Even though like we get tested 3 times a week. So I know it wasn't COVID, but her teachers are like, if they have to blow their nose, they shouldn't be here. And I'm like, God damn it. I want her to go. She's just going to blow her nose once or twice. Like, let her in.
I promise I'll show you all the tests.
It's the same thing for Boz. Boz was also sick. And I feel like he had like a more mild version of what Ryder had. He didn't so much have a cough last week, but he had just a runny nose.
Yeah.
And that runny nose did not mean, oh, let's sit back and relax, mom. Like, I'm tired. It was like, I'm going apeshit in the house. Like, he had all the energy. And it was hard because since he has been in school, like, I've been scheduling things during the day. So last week, I was like, the beginning of the week, I was like, yeah, I got my week. I have got all my meetings planned. I've got like my calendar and I've been feeling really good and really accomplished lately because I've been able to actually like get things done, not feel rushed, not feel stressed out. And like, I've been really at peace with that. Last week, however, I know I cried a few times.
And that's okay.
Oh yeah, I didn't care. I honestly didn't mind. And I did feel bad because there was one night when Boz, he was literally tortured. He was giving me hell and he knew he wasn't going to school the next day. So he was like, mom, I want to watch a movie in bed. And we've been doing this whole like school night routine where it's like reread books.
Right.
Go to sleep. Like no TV, no phones. And he was like, well, my nose is still runny. Like, I'm not going to school. And I'm like, bro, can you act like a 2-year-old right now and not like you're 6 and try and negotiate like the TV time right now? It got to the point where I ended up getting so stressed out. I started crying. And then he was like, mom, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm crying right now. But it was like my body was hurting.
You were just
like
tired.
I was tired. I've been getting acid reflux lately. And that is probably one of those uncomfortable things that I've like physically have ever experienced. Yes.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
Like,
I haven't experienced it in a long time.
When I was pregnant with both my kids, I had really bad acid reflux.
And you had heartburn.
And heartburn.
Yeah, I didn't have heartburn.
I would have to sleep literally sitting up. Straight up. And I would take Pepcid and Zantac in Tums like it was candy. Like I could not function without those things. And if I ever slept like on my back or even like with the slightest you know,
there's where, no where 45 degree like angle.
Yeah, I would, I would wake up choking.
Yeah. And that was the other thing. Like, I've been waking up like choking, and I've even like had to, you know, TMI, sorry, like, but like throw up a few times just because it's, there's no more space in my belly, and I just feel like everything's just sitting there on top, and then the acid reflex kind of like
pushes
everything up. And then I'll go in the bathroom to like spit, and then I'm like, oh no, just kidding.
There's more.
There's a lot more. And then that causes a whole chain reaction because, you know.
What else happens?
Shannon.
It's caused me like, it's, I'm so sorry, y'all.
What is the like, chain reaction is, like, after the vomit? Are you
this is like a real, like, I'm really, really pregnant moment. But it's like, sometimes it causes me to like have that like a little initial like gush of pee.
Oh, just because like, say a, never mind, I'm
like I shit on myself.
Right. Oh fuck. No.
That, oh shit, my baby's falling.
Oh, the computer needs to be open?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Between the baby being falling and the computer needing to be open.
Sorry, I have like a million things going on right now, but I just need to make sure that
this video is uploading.
Is uploading because I'm getting screamed at. Oh, yep, we're good.
Okay. Oh, wait, what about that one?
This is the same.
Okay.
All right. And woohoo. My baby really was not falling.
I mean, he was just leaning.
He was just rolling, rolling out of my lap.
Oh, and that's the other thing. Ace is now rolling around.
Oh, love it. My God.
He's
no.
So big and chunky.
The rolling around thing is out of pocket. Like, it's so out of pocket. And I've, you know, when you find out your kids are rolling and turning and stuff, it's like you have to.
You can't leave them.
You got to change how you've been doing things. And the other day, I had to pee so bad, and I'm like, Ace, just lay here. So I built like a barrier. And I came back, and I felt so bad because he had rolled over, but he hasn't figured out how to get his arm
out
from under him.
Aww.
And he was like having a war, like a full-on war. And I was like, oh, you lost. Like,
you lost.
He was so sad, and I just felt so bad, but I really had to go. And okay, as a mom, and you guys probably can agree, when do we ever get to use the bathroom by ourselves?
Never.
Never.
I don't think. Mm-hmm. I thought it would get better with age. I'm like, oh, mm-mm. Parker's 5. He's good. No. Mom, but when are you going to be done? Boy, I'm like, can you just let me be for 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Even
Parker
taking a shower, I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
Can I just go watch your movie and let me just like relax for 2 seconds? I can't even shower with the door closed. Because he's like, no, mom, you got to keep it open.
I'm oh my
like,
God, that's right.
I was going to ask, do your
like,
kids
I'm
ever
cold.
Ask to wipe you?
No.
Oh. Boz has definitely told, like, he's gotten toilet paper, and I'm like, oh, thanks. And he's like, no, I'm going to wipe you. And I'm like,
oh,
I'm like, no, you're not.
The most we get is, like, if Ryder's in the bathroom with me, she'll be like, can I flush it? And I'm like, Ryder, no, like, I'm going to flush the toilet. And she's like, but I just want to flush it for you. And, like, we have those arguments. But lately, she's been really into herself in the bathroom. Like,
that's
the
nice.
Color of, like, her pee and stuff.
Oh.
Or, like,
interesting.
The
Boz is
the
like that
softer
the,
hardness of her poop.
Of her yeah. poop.
Like, she's like, mom. It's a good poop. It's
yeah.
a good one. I'm
yeah,
like, okay,
no,
right.
Or, I heard her the other day ask Boz. Her Boz was pooping in the bathroom. And she was like, Boz, is it a good or a bad poop?
Yeah.
And he said, let me see.
No, yeah. Parker's like that. He'll talk about his poop. Like, and that's another thing. I hate, Parker doesn't like going to the bathroom by himself. So he's like, mom, come with me. And I always have arguments with him. Like, dude, I don't want to watch you poop. I don't want to smell it.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he'll sit there looking at me real serious. Oh, mom, it's hard. I'm like, well, we got to eat more veggies.
That's Ryder. And they make eye contact while they're doing it.
Oh, Boz wants privacy.
I'm like, can you just, you can breathe it out. Breathe. I'm like, and then he'll start breathing. He's like, can you just help me? I'm like, I can't help you, but just breathe.
We got a little spit up.
We're talking about poop and Ace definitely shit. I can smell it.
You can smell it?
Yeah.
Is it warm in your hand?
It is. I'm just going to go change him.
Let's
you guys,
take a break.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say you guys can keep going if you want it without.
Let's talk about like what we're talking about in terms of checking in with your mom friends and just your parent circles because lately we've seen some articles where
postpartum has got the best of mothers.
Of some mothers, yes. And just the thing about postpartum, it's like it's one of those like invisible diseases. Mm-hmm. And you don't really know like what to look for, or what to ask at times if you haven't necessarily experienced it or like read up on it or, you know.
And sometimes mothers don't really realize what they're going through because it's such a hazy space. Right off having your kid, you're just in a haze. Like, I feel like I mentioned before, when I was going through my postpartum and just my depression, I just felt like I was just going through the motions of life. But it's so, so real. And I think it's really not talked about that much because I think women are kind of, you know, nervous to express that, you know, you might be having regrets or just feeling not like yourself or just feeling really sad or just different things. But it's so important to just reach out to your mom friends and say, hey, what can I do? What can I really do for you right now? Do you need food? Do you need me to come over and just talk to you or just be with your kid for a second so you can go take a shower, so you can go pee or poo by yourself.
It's like, okay to take some initiative. It's a real
thing. Yeah. Like, just having those strong friends. I know that I have very strong friends in my circle, and my circle is very small, but that's okay. But the friends that know me are there and will take on whatever I need to be taken on.
Yeah, if there's one thing, like with this pregnancy, I've really been able to see, like, who's in my corner and not. Who's in my corner versus like who's a friend with, you know, who I thought would be in my corner more so.
Yeah.
But they're not. And it's like nothing personal to them. Like, I know everyone has their own life and
in different,
you know, we're all in different spaces. Yeah. And that's okay. But it's like, I have friends who are also out of town who, I have this friend, Gary, who's, I love Gary, and he's been really good about checking in on me. He sends me prayers, like little meditations, but there'd be times where he's like, so how are you doing or what's going on in your week? And I'll tell him, he'll be like, okay, that sounds great, but like, how are you really doing?
Like, yeah. Like, how are
how
you?
How are you? And that's like, he's like, I don't want to know about all this other stuff that you have going on or that you're doing. Like, how do you feel? Like, what's your mental, like, you know, like, and it's just... When he says that, like, at first I'm like, oh, dang, like, you know what? I didn't even really answer the question. Like, I'm
but
just...
But I think we're so... We get wrapped up in that question, and we it's just like an automatic, yeah, I'm fine. This is what's going
on. This is what's going on. But it's
and
like...
And you don't think that people... Some people generally want to know what's going on with you.
Yeah. And then it's like, I'll be like, oh, let me sit back. And then, like, you know, I have a whole different answer.
Yeah.
And I appreciate those moments so much because it's you need that.
Yeah.
And it allows you to sit back and reflect on yourself and be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I just got all this stuff done, but I'm tired.
Yeah.
So maybe okay. I do something different next week, or hey, I'm feeling drained because I just did 900 things this week. But you know, sometimes as a mom,
we just keep going.
We don't necessarily have the options to stop. And the other thing is, like, we have a lot of family support and it's like, even with all that family support, it's a lot and it's still very challenging.
It is a lot.
So it's like, to all the moms, to the dads that don't necessarily have the family support or like a group of friends who are really active in your life or your children's lives, like, I pray for y'all. I really, really do, because it is a lot. It's a lot that we go through. And I think people think, like, you know, parenting is like, oh, you feed your kid, you take care of your kid. But it's like,
it's emotional.
I was going to say, there's emotional stuff. There's mental stuff. It's teaching your kid that it's okay to express themselves, like reading those little cues in, you know, reading between the lines.
It's like teaching them that. Sorry, guys, I'm back. It was a small turd, by the way, in case anybody cared. It's like teaching them that it's okay to acknowledge that you're not okay.
Yeah.
Yes. But at the same time that I'm trying to teach Ryder that it's okay to acknowledge that you're not okay or you're not feeling it that day or whatever, I'm also trying to teach myself.
That yeah. it's okay and you're not feeling it.
Right.
That's so real because mm-hmm. we need to acknowledge what we're teaching our kids and take
heed.
Yeah.
Well, we can't just tell them without actually putting it in play for ourselves.
I feel like Parker forever reminds me, as much as you, one thing I hate what people say is like, oh, your kids don't know, you know, like when you're talking to grown-ups or you're saying stuff to your kid, like, oh, they don't know what you're talking about or this and that and this. But no, they listen, and mm-hmm. kids are so smart. Don't underestimate your child mm-hmm. or let other people around you say whatever they want and think your child's not listening, because mm-hmm. they are. But anyways, yeah, I feel like Parker forever reminds me when he expresses his emotions. Like yesterday we had just the biggest blowout, and
you and Parker did.
Yeah, well, not a blowout, he just had a really big fit because he thought I was leaving and he was gonna go to my mom's house. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna slow down, this week has been a lot and you've been sleeping over Nana's house a lot, so I'm gonna stay home, mommy's not going anywhere. And he threw a fit, and at the end of his fit he was like, I just need someone to hug me. Oh. I need you to hug me. But I kept telling, like,
you're like, I'm not leaving.
Right. But he kept expressing, like, I need a hug. Mm. I need a hug, mom. I'm crying and I'm done with my crying, but I need a hug. But as a mom, I kept telling him, I was like, Papa, just, you're acting really, because when he was crying, he was like crying in my face and like just.
Parker's being, with the theatrics sometimes.
So I was like, dude, you're being really rude and ugly to mommy. I'm not ugly. I'm not ugly acting, mom. You can't say mean words to me while I'm crying. And I'm like, fuck, man. Like, dude, I'm just trying to be a mom and tell you that. You're like, yeah, the way you're acting is not okay. Like, right. I know you're crying and you're sad.
Parker got selective hearing.
Yeah.
He heard ugly and said, not me. I'm not ugly.
He literally said, I'm not ugly, mom. That's not nice.
And you're like, boy, nobody called your ass ugly in the first place. You look like me. I know you're not ugly.
But yeah, it's. But then, yeah, it made me think about, like, you know.
He's like, just hug me.
Yeah.
Just hug.
No, I swear. I get it. Sometimes I get checked by Ryder and I'm like, okay, I have to slow down. Like, yeah. I don't think I'm a bad mom. I think I'm a good mom. Right, like, yeah. I know for a fact that and I'm so okay with saying, like, I'm a good ass mom. Mm-hmm. But there are days where I'm like, I have to do better. For example, she'll be like, get off your phone and play with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to put my phone down because my 4-year-old is literally checking me on being on my phone. But what she also doesn't realize is that I'm making money. Like, I'm on my phone, I'm posting, I'm doing a video, I'm signing a contract, I'm answering a call, I'm texting mm-hmm. somebody, like, I'm getting something done. Work. Right, I'm working, but to her, I'm just on my phone.
And not paying attention to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I have like mom guilt. I have mom shame. I have mom anxiety. I have all of these things. And then it comes into a second wave where I'm like overcompensating and I'm doing too much. And it's like, where is that balance between that? And I haven't found it yet. And I feel like I'm not going to find it anytime soon.
I don't think I have found it because I'm the same way. I feel like when Parker checks me, or I feel like I'm working too much and I haven't seen him and I'm just having my mom pick him up from school and I'm like, I'll see you later or I'll pick you up in the morning from Nana's house or whatever, whatever. And then, like you said, I'm like overdoing myself mm-hmm. when I'm trying to tend to his needs. Like mm-hmm. I'll take him to, like, I feel like I was working too much this week, or like he was just really whiny. So I'm like, we went to Chuck E. Cheese and we did this and we did that. And I'm like, but then I'm really tired. Like, and then even after, like, I don't know, after my birthday, I felt a little guilt. So then I bought tickets for him to go to see the Night of Jack. And to do that, I'm like,
drained,
like, yeah, literally, like, and then I'm running around because I wanted him to be cute and I'm like,
oh my god,
all this shit, and I'm like, what the hell, like, I yeah. don't need to do all of this, but in my head, like I have,
you're that, still not doing enough,
I'm not yeah. doing enough mm-hmm. I have this guilt, like, I'm not getting, I don't know, just like, I want you to have all these experiences, like, mm-hmm. and then like, it's draining too, because I also, co-parenting comes into play, where like, I want Robert to be involved, so mm-hmm. like, I'm like, hitting his phone up, feeling like I'm like, like being annoying and on his ass, like, I'm like,
there's so much that goes on. When does the shit
stop? Yeah. I'm like, I don't. Yeah. And I'm just super, and I'm a really nice person, and because I don't have to go that far with like inviting his dad places. Like, I don't have to.
But you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for Parker. Parker.
So he has all these freaking memories. Yeah. So he's happy. So yeah. He knows that his parents were doing things with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah.
I get that. I feel like for Ryder right now, the hard thing with our schedule, like talking about, like, since we're talking about co-parenting and stuff, is that I have her during the week. And during the week, she's at school, and then she has tennis lessons, and she has gymnastics lessons. She has little scientist lessons, and she has yoga lessons. Like, yes. My schedule is basically, I'm a pick up and drop off parent. Like, and I have to sit at all these activities and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, and
her schedule is different every day.
Every day, Ryder has a different schedule. But the situation is now, Corey has her on the fun days, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those are fun days. And they get to do fun activities all weekend. Yeah. So then when she's with me, she's like, well, what activity are we going to do? And I'm like,
be hectic mom.
Yeah. I'm like, do you not understand like everything that you just did today?
What's fun?
What we did today.
Activity.
And in her head, I'm just not, I didn't take her to Disneyland. Like, I didn't do that. And it's like, Ryder, I'm not like the weekend parent. I don't get to do the fun shit. But then, yeah, like, this Ryder. Weekend, Corey's out of town, and Zach and I are like, okay, we gotta do something with Ryder, because she's gonna be expecting an activity or something, because every weekend when she's with her dad, they go and do something. And I'm like, I like the weekends, because this is when we get to do nothing. Like, right. As far as running around and doing all these things, like, Ace is not at the age where we have to entertain him. Like,
right.
Weekends are my break, and I love having Ryder. Like, nobody get me wrong, but I'm sitting here scratching my head like, okay, pumpkin patch, like, what are we supposed to do? But I'm exhausted right now.
I think that's where you kind of cut the line, as do I have to always teach my kid that we have to do something? Because sometimes I'm like, okay, it's learned behavior. Like, let's love that we're at home. Like, at home. Because I know at a point I had to be like, Parker, we're not doing anything, because I want you to get used to living in an apartment. Like, I want you to feel like this is home.
Yeah.
So, like, in not running and hustling, sometimes, again, he'll check me like, Mom, I don't want to do nothing. Like, I just want to sit here, watch cartoons, and chill.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Speaking of picking up and dropping off, Zach's trying to find Ryder at her school right now. It's like never ending. And I understand that's what parenting is, but I think the whole topic of our conversation today was about
checking in.
And do I feel like I check in as much as I should with my mom friends? Probably not. And I have to check myself on that. But when I think about it and I'm like, who's on my corner and who checks on me? I'm like, But I also have to, I'm also like, I'm the friend who has the kids. Yeah. Like none of my friends, out here in LA, like none of my friends have kids. So I can't be mad at them because they genuinely don't
understand.
They don't understand. It's different. And my best friend that does have a son, I'm like, I have to do better at checking in on her. At the same time, she has to do better at checking in on me. Like, it goes both ways.
When you're older, it's hard because we're all so busy. Mm-hmm. But when you do have those moments of thinking of that one person for a long time in your head, just text them and say, hey, how are you? And like, how are you? Like,
I literally text my best friend who does have a son today, and she sent me stuff because my birthday just passed. And I said, no. When is the next day that you're off? Because we need to talk, but like really talk. Yeah, when is the last time we got on the phone and really broke down? And whether it's good news, bad news, happy news, sad news, like just vent. Like just said, hey. What's going on? Like, we haven't done it in a while, and we need to.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's healthy.
Yeah, it's important because mom burnout is real. And that's something you don't want to get to because I feel like once you get in this cycle of, okay, I've had this mom guilt or this, like, then this moment of, like, overcompensating.
Yeah.
Then it's like you run the risk of burning yourself out. That's when you get cranky. That's when you start to get snappy. So it's hard because there's times where, like, Boz's dad will be like, is there anything I can do? And I want to say, no, motherfucker. Like, you're in a different state. What can you do?
Bring her ass here. Yeah. That's what you can do.
Actually, yeah. Can you get on the plane?
Get on a plane. And there's been a few times where I'm like, you know, I need your help here. But then it's like that becomes a whole drama-filled saga. And it's like I can't even ask the other person who's responsible for my children at this point for help because they're not available. And so it's like, for me, sometimes I feel guilty because it's like, I really rely on my mom or my sister or Shannon. Like, and it's not just for like the mental or the emotional, but it's like, you know, right now I need help picking up Boz from school. It is hard. And it's like, sometimes he wants to run. I can't run right now.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, I can't.
I can't run right now. And it's I get frustrated at times because his dad, like, when Boz was sick and we were at home, like, I'm still trying to manage, like, my deadlines and my calendar and meetings that I have. And it's, I don't have a traditional job. Like, I don't work a 9-to-5 where it's like, this is the one task I have to do, or this is, you know, here are the few things I have to do for a day. Like,
or here are your set hours.
Or here are my set hours. Those. I don't have set hours. And it's like, I'm involved with different projects. So it's like, you know, I work behind the scenes on a lot of things with Cheyenne. I work behind the scenes on like another nonprofit. I work behind the scenes in my parents' business. I have my own projects going on. And then from that, I've had a few people like where I've done jobs for them and they've referred me to other people. So lately I've been balancing like 6 or 7 completely separate different projects. And it's like, I have to remember to answer to all of these people. I've got my emails and some of these people are on the East Coast. So it's like my emails come in at different times and it is so exhausting. And it's like, I can't say no, because it's like, there's so many moving parts to the things that I am working on. And it's, yeah, sometimes his dad will be like, you know, well, why don't Boz, like, they'll be talking on the phone. He's like, Boz, why don't you just go outside? And I'm like, yo, I don't think you get it. Like, first of all, I'm extremely pregnant right now. So it's like, if Boz goes outside, that means I have to go outside. And then, like, Boz will be stuck on, Mom, let's go outside.
For the whole time.
And that 5 minutes of, hey, let's go outside could end up being an hour. Because then it's like, once we're out there, he doesn't want to come back in the house.
But like you said, you guys have a pool in the backyard.
We have a pool. And it's like,
so I can see that if there wasn't a pool, like, okay, go outside and you can play around and run around.
But still, Boz is too. Boz gets into things. And that's the thing. Kids get into stuff. Like, it takes nothing but 2 seconds for a kid to
do something
weird, true. You know?
And that's with you weird. Watching them.
Yeah, that's even right. If you
watch. And without you watching them.
So it's like, I get frustrated too sometimes, because the people who I think should be more mindful of like me being a mom or like what's going on in terms of motherhood, they're not. Yeah. Like, they don't get it. And it's, I also had a friend who kind of tripped out on me and was like, well, you don't check on me the way you used to. And
girl, boy,
mind you,
this person Weber.
Who doesn't have children, like, has all the hours in the day. And it's like,
you could come over and hold my hand real quick, girl. Boy,
this one of those things I always say. I see your Instagram. I see all the stuff you're posting. You are okay. You are out running around with 900 people. Like, what? It's frustrating because it's like, you know, also when you're pregnant or when you become a mother, you really see like who's in your corner, who's not in your corner.
You really do. Yeah, you do.
You really do, because your circle...
My circle is so small.
I got petite circle. Okay with that. It's like, I think it comes with age too, that you just come, like, you're like, oh, that's fine. Like, I don't need all these people to reassure me that I have friends. Like, my little small circle is my friends.
Yeah.
Basically my sisters. So like, I'm good. Like,
not seeking approval.
Yeah,
not, like, I don't need attention from other people.
If I tell my circle something, they're going to judge me or judge me as a mom. Like, I can tell Cheyenne and Kyle anything. They're like, girl, me too. Like, literally. And I don't feel like I can literally cry, like, come and just sit at their house and I'm like, oh, yeah. Sleep over if you want.
Yeah, we run from our kids together. Literally. I'm always like, Shannon, come on, let's get some wine. Like, they'll be fine, right?
Like, your mom has them?
Great. Cool. But you need to find, I know it might be hard for some moms, like, and I feel for you, to find those friends, those solid friends or cousins or family or whatever, but it's so crucial. It's so crucial. And if you don't have that, I know that we talk about therapy a lot and we have ads about therapy, but therapy
y'all better go check out BetterHelp.
But it's such a good outlet, because I know when I went through it, it's more than just what you think. It's past trauma. It's how you grew up. It's how your parents taught you when you were small. And those things trigger and those things linger on. So
And I would say even if you don't have like your set core group of friends or friends at all, mm-hmm. there's different ways to like find an outlet mm-hmm. or find like what that is for you. And you have to figure that out. And I would say you would have to figure that out with or without friends.
Like, yeah, no, that's so true.
You have to figure out what
loving
works.
Yourself.
Yeah, like yeah. how to really get yourself out of a funk is something that, you know, I'm always working on, or like realizing, like, I feel like I'm always saying like it's okay to not be okay, mm-hmm. and but that's like a daily thing of me acknowledging there's some days where like Zach is like, what's up with you, like I just can't read you today, and I'm like, I can't read myself today.
Like, I can't pick myself up today.
Right? Like,
I can't get myself out.
I can't. Yeah, like I need help getting so myself up.
I have a question.
So real.
I know. Well, I have a statement and a question. So my family likes to make fun of me because I spend a lot of time on like skincare and like moisturizing my body and like.
Yes, that is your shit. Is one greased down bitch.
But it's like I used to find myself getting stuck in these ruts, like because I've dealt with depression like for years, and it was I had to find something that was gonna make me happy, and I've tried different hobbies, activities. I've traveled mm-hmm. with it. I've changed my hair with it. Like I'll cook, like I'll do a thousand mm-hmm. different things. But for me, I really had to find like one thing that I could always go to. That was like my, no matter how shitty I'm feeling, what is my happy go-to? And that became like my self-care routine, like my skincare routine. And it was like me really taking care of my body and like addressing myself, and not only that, being able to face myself in the mirror and being like, you know, because sometimes you might look in the mirror and you're like, what the hell am I looking at? Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. I feel like that right now.
You look like a piece of shit today, or you're a mess, or why didn't you get dressed, or you feel beat up.
And hey, it's like, I still have on yesterday's leftover makeup from the reunion. I have not showered. I've been puked on and peed on today. And I'm sitting here like,
but to me,
do y'all smell me or what?
Yeah, no, it's have you ladies found something for yourselves that, you know, it's like a,
your thing?
What's your thing? What's your pick me up? And it's sometimes you can help your friends kind of discover like, what is your pick me up? So like this year for Cheyenne's birthday, everyone was like, what is Cheyenne one? I'm like, y'all, this girl got everything. I don't know what to get her, but maybe some self-care stuff, just because like, I think Cheyenne needs to slow down sometimes and just take care of herself, because she's always doing for others. She's always taking care of her kids. Yeah. She's got her business. So it's like, even like sometimes as a friend, we can, you may not know what a person needs, but like you can try and like introduce things
to them,
them that may help them on their journey of figuring out like what is their pick me up. So I just kind of literally told the girls, I was like, maybe like self-care items.
Kyle for sure gave the best birthday present to me. She gave me a really cute little box, and it had a candle, and it was really cool because a candle has like a little thing to scan, and it comes with a playlist. I have not yet listened to the playlist.
Y'all both got those candles.
But it was so cute, and it also came with like a foot thing.
A foot mask
and a headband.
Yeah.
And a little bottle of wine. And I thought that was the cutest gift, because she literally is telling me, you know, take some time to yourself.
Stop and do something for yourself.
Yeah, because we're always running around. And I thought that was a really good gift to give to a mom, or even to a person that's, you know, works really hard.
Yeah.
Just to show them, like, I love you.
Like, for me,
I see you.
I'm always really bad with giving gifts. And a few years ago, I was like, you know what? If I'm going to give a gift, I want to give.
You're not a bad gift giver. You gave me Telfair last year.
That was funny as fuck.
That was really cute. Thank you, Shannon.
Shannon's like, actually, let me check you, okay? That was a good-ass gift.
She gives a bomb-ass gift.
I appreciate you, Shannon, for that. In the literally. Past, I have not always been consistent with giving gifts.
Okay.
However, I made a vow to myself that I would get better with giving gifts. And it was either I would either ask the person mm-hmm. or I would be like, let me get something that I think you might, you know, kind of get you yeah. on the path that you're headed.
She got me on the path, y'all.
Or I'm going to give you something that is in the form like a gift of time. Yeah. And that time may be like directed to yourself. Like you I need like to take that. This time for yourself, or it's like the time that we spend together. Mm-hmm. So it might be like an activity we can do together, or it's like, no, I want you to go do this for yourself. No,
you for sure asked me last year. She's like, do you want to go do something with me? Do you want me to get you a massage? She's just like, no, hold up. I got it. I said, okay, never mind.
She got a tail fair.
And so did Cheyenne. I'm
like...
She gifted everybody one, didn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I literally lucked up. I bought like 8 Telfairs at once. Yeah.
I don't know how she did it.
I don't, but it happened. But yeah, sometimes it's like, even as a mom friend, like you gotta, even when you're having like, you're at your roughest day, it's like, look, I'm gonna cash in this invisible mom card, this mom chip right now. And back you up so that you can go get some sleep or you can recharge. Right. And then, like, we're going to reciprocate that energy right back over here so that, you know, you balance each other out. And it's, there's so many ways to do that. And it's, I love my little, like, mom friend check-ins now. I have mom friends who are out of state and they genuinely call and check in on me. And it's helped me become a better friend and a better mom in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And it's taught me a lot. And it's, just how Cheyenne was saying, like, you got to check on your mom friends even when you're a mom friend. Like, you can't just expect people to, like, call and check in on you. You have to take initiative and call on them, too.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
And it's...
Friends, you know, in general, too.
What you put out is what you receive. And I think reciprocation is a really... It's one of my favorite R words. And it's necessary. So it's like, we can't sit here and complain and be like, I'm tired. No one's checking in on me. And I'm not saying we are, but
it's like, don't
two-way street.
It's a two-way street. Yeah.
But that's with anything. That's with life. Friendship.
Yeah.
That's with a lover. Like, everything is a two-way street. But I think for me, it's just acknowledging those days or those moments where I know, like, I need to do better as a friend. I need to do better as a mom. I need to do better as a fiance, yeah. as a sister, as a daughter. Like, just in overall, in those days are so overwhelming because yeah. it's like, how am I supposed to do better for all these different roles and relationships in my life when I have so much to do, like yeah. in my personal life? Like, I genuinely have so much to do sometimes, and it becomes a lot. But I'm truly, I keep telling myself I need to slow down because I'm gonna crash very soon.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel my crash coming.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening hard.
Like, Zach,
when I say that, like,
no, like, lately. I can feel it. And this morning, Zach was like, okay, like, we just got done shooting the reunion yesterday, and he's like, okay, well, tomorrow's Friday, like, you get to chill, right? And I'm like, no, I have an interview in the morning. I have to do podcast stuff. Ryder has a party at school I need to figure out stuff for. I was running around last night, 10 o'clock at night, rushing to Target because I forgot that Ryder had a school party, and I'm on the parent list to do things. Like, and it was 10 o'clock, and I had filmed all day long in this stupid-ass rainbow dress, and I was so tired.
Rainbow dress. don't let her talk poorly about this. We've been calling it the rainbow robe all week.
The rainbow robe. And I was exhausted. And I'm running around. And I was just like, I am going to crash and burn. And then I'm still going. Like, I still have on reunion makeup from yesterday. I've not showered yet. But I've not had a time to breathe. Like, I have, I've not sat down. And Zach keeps screaming at me, like, you need to stop, because in a minute you're going to burn yourself out and then you're not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah.
I keep telling myself that, like, I'm set to give birth next week.
You need to slow down.
I'm still going.
I want you to slow down.
And it's not even like I'm still going and it's like, you know, I don't feel anything. Like, I definitely feel contractions from time to time. I'm already dilated. You know, it's
no, you should slow down. Like, and take it from someone who literally just had a baby. I did not slow down.
You definitely didn't and slow
down. But the hard thing is,
Mom was telling me the other day, she's like, Shai, have you recovered? Like, is your body okay?
Are you okay?
Because you didn't ever sit down after you had Ace to let your body, like, properly heal. So she's, like, to the point where she's like, you know, I think you should go to the doctor and just make sure everything is where it's supposed to be, because you went from the hospital, came home, sat down for, what, like, a day or two,
and then went back into it.
I was filming already. I was at
the podcast already.
I was doing podcast stuff. Like,
Ryder had a T-ball game a week after Cheyenne gave birth, and Cheyenne was there with snack bags. She was a team parent, and I think part of my, like, hastiness right now to keep going, or like just to be on hog status, as my dad would say, is that I know that after I have the baby, I have no option but to sit down for a second and to like adjust to this new schedule. And it's like, for me, I'm a single parent. I have a single parent, like, income, like, and my checks aren't always promised. Like, that's one thing about being an entrepreneur is you don't always necessarily know. There's no, like, oh, let me check in. Let me go see what my pay log is. It's like,
yeah, no, it's,
you don't have a maternity leave.
No, I work for my money. And yeah, I don't have a maternity leave.
And that's when I was this last pregnancy, that's all I kept hearing in my head. You don't have maternity leave.
You have to keep working. Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I have to keep going. And then this year has also been challenging because, like, I have new expenses, you know, Boz is in school. I'm trying to figure out this whole nanny situation. I talked to Cheyenne about it, and everybody's due to COVID, all the nanny pricing is, like, insane. And it's like, we live in LA, so pricing already is just absurd out here. And it's a lot. It is so much. And it's moments like this when I really, really am like, okay.
You gotta trust in God.
Oh my gosh. Girl,
honestly,
us
talking about this right now really brought up.
I was gonna say, after talking to Remy and Brandon, I went and downloaded the Bible app, y'all, because I need some devotionals and I just need more prayer, because, like, I really have to lean on my faith in a different way right now and know that God has a plan for me, and that literally I am just
my
a vessel.
My favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 3:5-6, I want to say. And it's, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And I think that Bible verse I always go back on to, because we cannot. It's one of the biggest things. We cannot think that we know what our path is. Because God will forever laugh at us and be like, nah.
Yeah.
You thought that's what you wanted to do.
That's what you were doing.
But we have to lean on God for what our path is and our journey. Just you talking about, like, your journey right now and, like, what you think you have to do, what has to be done. And, you know, being a single parent is, you know,
it's
a lot of weight. But I think just leaning on our faith and just taking that leap of faith is just so real. And then just trusting, just like, okay, God, you know what? I'm going to sit back for 2 seconds because I can't handle, you know?
And giving yourself grace. I feel like I say that every freaking week.
No, but it's true.
Like,
I feel like if I have a daughter, I have to name her Grace, just because it's like that word has become so big in my life mm-hmm. lately. And like, not just being like, oh, like, you know, you could tell someone else, you know, give yourself grace, but like actually really giving doing yourself, that.
It's
and
different.
Like you said, sitting back sometimes and just resting, like, y'all, literally, I've had some of my most stressful days lately, recently, and I'm like, okay, I have no idea how I'm going to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And I will literally sit down and I will, like, I'll read. My grandmother sends us daily prayers, and I read
it. I get them too.
I read them. I sometimes read them literally a few times during the day just because, like, it'll hit different in different moments.
Yeah.
And I've even changed the way that I pray. In terms of, like, before I'd be like, God, I really need this to happen. We'll do it. But now I'm like, God, if this is what is meant to happen, like, I'm here to receive and like
it, yeah.
do as you see fit for me. And it's I have like a whole new lens on life. And it seems so simple. And it felt like such a minor adjustment. And but like I got way different results.
It's so weird to hear you talk about faith and hear you talk about like God and stuff.
I know it is.
Because so this is not how it's always been. I was a Bible thumper and Kylan was.
I'm more like science based.
Yeah. Now to hear you like talk about God and your faith and looking at you like, girl, we got to do a whole new episode on when did you meet him?
when I got pregnant.
With Boz?
With Boz.
Yeah.
I need to hear this story.
Like, so for, yeah, Cheyenne always went to, like, a Christian-based school. I went to a non-denominational school, 4th through 12th grade. So, like, my foundation, like, we went to church. Like, mm-hmm. I was definitely introduced to God, know who God is. Like, I know God, but it's
a difference if you
actually knowing, practicing. Like,
yes, so that's what I'm saying.
For me, it's always, I learned about a lot of different religions, and it was I never really associated with one religion just because to me, like everyone is basically saying, everyone is, there's similar messages, yeah. you know? And it's, I've studied Islam, I've studied Christianity. The only thing I haven't really studied is Catholicism and I can't get with it. But I've like read a lot about like on Taoism, Taoism, like Taoist, Buddhism. Like yes, I have girl. A bunch of different things that I like,
she's trying to
practice and incorporate in my life. But it's I was always kind of turned off by this idea of like Christian God, because to me it didn't make sense to walk into a church and like you see this white man. I'm like, that's not my God.
The white man with long hair.
Yes.
With like the like, rays behind him.
Yeah. And I think I got stuck on this visual that kind of.
Hey guys, my God is black. Yeah. Throwing it out there.
Mine too.
That kind of turned me off from it.
And he has little beady bead hair. No, I'm just kidding.
He's got woolly hair, y'all.
No. I'm just kidding.
But it's, I got stuck on this look for a while, but then.
I know you're stuck on the look.
Then it was like, no.
What color is your God?
My God is there is no color. Like
it's like a light, like a shining light.
It's more
like a moving
like,
tree
no,
type
it's more
vibe.
Of like a feeling.
I cannot. Oh. Cheyenne is on her head right now.
I'm just funning.
No, but it's like
My God is like a wind, like not a wind, but
that's,
like
so. That's when my wild is the wind.
Yeah, like my God is in. I was just kidding about saying my God is black, or what color is your God? So nobody get offended, but. My God is like a gust of wind
it's
type
this,
figure.
For me, like
I don't know how to explain
it's
it.
It's the no, senses.
But it's not yeah. some man waiting at a gate talking about no. come in.
No, yeah, mine's, yeah.
Like when they say omnipresent, like, yes, yeah, I feel you all over.
Yeah.
Like you yes. are literally, you are part of my flesh. You are my blood. Like you are my sight, like my sense of smell. And it's, I've really had to like lean on
that faith.
On my faith, but also finding the God within myself and knowing that like I am made I like to say I'm perfectly and like I'm so perfectly me
mm-hmm.
but it's like I don't necessarily I'm not saying I'm far from perfect, like I would never want to be
perfectly
like perfect
you.
But I'm perfectly me, and that's in the light of God. And it's yeah, I found like the God within myself, and like
that's beautiful.
I love that, Kyle.
It sounds really weird hearing me even talk about this.
No, it does. It was. It's like the opposite of what it's yeah. been. But That's a whole nother podcast. I definitely need to check in on you because I'm learning some new shit, y'all.
Yeah, no, it's cool. So, like, even in, like, my, I would say, blossoming of, like, you know, me manifesting, like, the ideal partner in my life, literally, if you're not, like, a God-fearing person, like, don't touch me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's so good to hear you, like, talk about faith and your journey getting there. I feel like that needs to be a whole nother podcast. I mean,
we can table that conversation.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's a good conversation to have.
Because I think that's really been part of my mom journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's allowed me to, I feel, do what's best for my sons and I. And, or my sons and myself.
Well, I'm excited to hear about it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I want to hear, like, your journey, Shannon.
Yeah. I'm excited to tell the
journey. So,
and yours.
Ooh.
You said who?
I think this was a good conversation for us to have. We should do this more.
I'm happy to just kind of check in and see how you guys are doing. Because... Yeah. You know, I think sometimes we just need to talk and just, like, release, or it's like a vent without venting.
Yeah, and we're all so busy.
Yeah.
I just messed my hair up.
It's okay. It's right. Nice to decompress together.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. So do you guys want to do your WTF or give advice for this week?
Yes. I don't know if mine is a, I just wanted to share a story.
Okay.
I thought it was funny. You guys, I went on my first date within a long time with my ex, and I just thought it was an interesting dinner. I feel like I grew up a lot. Yay. It was a fun dinner, but it just was funny to me, and I thought I was just really quirky during the whole time, because he's like, oh, I'm like, what do you want to eat? I'm like, you have big pockets tonight, because I'm hungry and I'm buying everything.
Or you're buying Shannon everything.
Said, I want one of everything on the menu. Thank you.
No, but I just
and think I would it like was, a bottle, not three glasses.
Right. Like, I don't know. Like, 32, just turning 32 made me feel really sexy and just really like I'm feeling a little different, like confidence in me a little bit. And I'm really liking it at 32.
I like that. She said, I'm 32.
I'm 32 and I'm feeling sexy. You know?
All right, Shannon.
At Shannon's birthday, we were talking about how, like, the older we get, like, now that we're in our 30s, like, we just
feel
different.
You feel a little different and you feel like you know what you...
Do you feel secure right now?
I don't know if I feel all the way secure because I do have my spouts of loneliness and like feeling like, ooh, I kind of want somebody. But at the same time, I'm like, I got this. Like, because my mom checked on me the other day. She's like, are you okay? Like, do you need, I want you to date. I want you to be happy. I'm like, I don't need anybody right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'll date if it comes around, but I'm not trying to play around and have a guy put me on hold. I kind of hurt her feelings.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Aww.
Because you remember my dad sharing this story. He put her on hold. So I'm like, I'm not trying to be like you and dad.
Oh, Shannon.
My hurt my mom's feelings. Aww. But I'm like, I don't want my sorry, future Mama husband. Patrice. I don't want my future husband to put me on hold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me marry somebody and you know. But anyways,
got
I'm feeling
it.
Real sexy at 32, and I went on a date, and it was really cute.
Yay.
Good job, Shannon.
Thanks.
You deserve it.
Kylan, you have one?
Ooh, I'm trying to think. I kind of have, like, good news. So just how we're talking about, like, you know, talking about how sometimes we get in these work ruts and our kids are like, I need time. So I've explained to Boz recently, like, hey, when mom works, I make money. And he's been asking me for a bed lately, his own toddler bed, which I'm like, hell yeah. Like, ooh. Yeah, it brought out a different voice. I've been really juiced about it. So I was like, you know, Boz, let mommy do her work and then we'll buy your bed. Mm-hmm. And I was explaining, like, you know, when mommy works, I make money and then we can buy things. So all week, the week he was, like, sick at home, if I was doing something and I'd be like, remember what mommy's doing? He said, making money so you can buy me a bed. So I finally bought this boy a bed. And he has, before we went to the hotel, mm-hmm. we checked out for the week. He was falling as he wanted to sleep in his own bed and he would stay in there and he slept. He started off three nights strong in his bed and he was there till 2:30 in the morning. He'd come get in bed with me. But I just want to say sometimes it's okay to listen to your kids, y'all. If within reason and rather than trying to force a situation. So I could have tried to like force this whole bed transition before and it would have probably backfired in my face. But now that Boz is like asking for it, I feel like he's actually ready for this idea of sleeping in his own bed. And he sees Ryder in her own bed. He doesn't know she doesn't stay there all night.
She for sure doesn't.
He doesn't. He sees Ace in his snoo, and I explain how I'm going to get the snoo for his brother. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, he's going to have his own bed. Mommy's going to sleep in the bed. And then I was like, Boz, where do you want to sleep? And so he's been, like, you know, in his own bed. So my words of advice would be to sometimes rather than forcing an introduction of something new into your child's life, kind of like let it happen organically, or try and explain it in a way to where they think it's their idea
or it's cool.
Yeah, or that
oh
it's
I
cool.
like that. Yeah,
you do like that.
So it's yeah, so I feel like this whole maybe Boz sleeping in his own bed transition might be a little, you know, it's going to still be a challenge, but
at least you're working on it.
I'm working on it.
You go, girl.
And he thinks it is his idea. And, you know, sometimes you got to let men know or let men think that things are their ideas. So,
guys, Boz is a man.
I was going to say, that's a little man.
The little man has decided he wants to sleep in his own bed. But last night he cried at the hotel because he was like, I just want to sleep in my bed. And I was like, hell yeah.
Oh my god, I'm done.
I was like, we'll be home tomorrow. And he was like, I just want to go home and sleep in my bed. So I was like, it made me feel really good. Made me feel really good. Yeah.
You have something?
I'm slowly fading. I'll do my WTF. I was at, where was I? I don't remember where I was at. I was somewhere. And I get a phone call from Ryder School and it's like midday. So of course, I freak out. I've watched too much Lifetime growing up. Yeah. So in my head, the worst has happened. I'm like, is Ryder okay? They're like, Mrs. Floyd, Ryder's fine, first of all. I'm like, okay, well, what are we doing here? Like, why are we on the phone then? You know,
why are you calling me?
Right, like, why are you calling?
They never call midday.
And they're like, well, so backstory, Ryder School has a creek in the middle of it. It's like a man-made creek in the middle of a playground. I hate it. I hate it so much. I love it for her, but I hate it. You have to always keep like two outfits in your kid's backpack because if they play in the creek, they need something to change into. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I got a goddamn fish for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Every day she comes home, there's wet stuff in her backpack. Now, I don't know what happened because the backpack travels from my house to her dad's house and we keep it packed. I don't know why this day there was only shirts and undies, but no pants. Her teacher is on the phone like, Ryder currently has on undies and a t-shirt and no pants. And I'm like, running around the school? And she's like, she's right next to me, but she's in her underwear. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, I was not home. I was on the other side of town. I'm like, I can literally get somebody to go to my house and put some pants in an Uber. Like, that's like, I don't know.
That's all I can do.
Yeah. Right? Like, that's all I can do at this moment. I'm asking her, like, do you guys have, can you find some pants somewhere around this school? She's like, well, I'm going to put my flannel on her, like tie it around her. I'm like, okay. So now I'm picturing my kid in this like oversized flannel with her undies on and a t-shirt. If you know Ryder, Ryder's very comfortable being naked. And I'm like, now she's probably doing a striptease. Like, mm-hmm. I just know my girl's around like, yeah. I got undies on. I got undies on. Like, I know she's already made a rap song about it and I'm just so embarrassed. Her teacher calls me back like, we found her some pants. I'm like, whew, okay, my kid's not naked anymore. That's not the end. yesterday. So after that day, I was like, before the next time she went to school, I put so many pants. I put like 3 pair of pants in her bag. I was like, this is not going to ever happen again. I'm not going to be that parent. I felt like a bad parent. Like, why didn't I have enough clothes? It was just a whole like mind game.
Mind you, Cheyenne's like filming.
Yeah. Yesterday, I'm at the reunion filming and I didn't answer my phone. I didn't even see my phone ringing. But then Corey calls me and he's in like the trailer, like right across the hallway, not even the hallway, but like the room. And all I'm thinking is, why are you calling me? Like, what do you want? And he calls me like, Shy, Ryder's at school in her underwear. I'm like, what? He's like, the school just called me. She's at school in her underwear again. She's out of pants. I'm like, how? I put so many pants in this girl's backpack. And he's like low-key like pressing me like, why do you have her in her underwear at school? I did not drop her off like that.
In underwear.
Okay, first off, I dropped her off with pants and multiple pair. Yes. And he's like, so what is happening? I'm like, did you not talk to the teacher first off? But anyway, so then I had to explain to him that we have a fish, mm-hmm. and the creek at school is
Ryder's
favorite thing to do. So she went through 3 pair of pants, jeez, and she was pantsless again. And I was annoyed. So then I had to call, and there was no extra pants anywhere, apparently. I had to call another mom in her class and ask, can we borrow some pants from
out of your kid's
backpack. Because my kid has used all 3 of her pants and she's in her underwear for the second time this week. And I'm that mom at that school. I'm sure they're talking about me.
It's okay.
But we borrowed some of Ryder's friends' pants. And
they don't have a dryer at the school?
I went to Target last night. I don't think they do. I went to Target last night and Zach spent, because he ended up paying about $400, and Ryder's backpack today went packed with at least 10 pair of pants. Mm-hmm. I refuse to be that mom ever again. And
it's like, I've seen Ryder's wet clothes. It's not like a little wet.
No, they're drenched.
I'm like,
and the creek is not that big, and it only goes up to like this. It's this big. Like,
I haven't.
If you can't see my fingers right now, you need to go on YouTube because the creek is this big. Okay, it's very. This is how much is in it.
Laying down,
really?
Yeah, it's like not even over your shoe type creek. Like, it is so.
I'm so confused.
I'm just picturing Ryder laying down in the creek. I just don't.
She does. She has to lay down in the creek.
Yes, I don't understand.
Well, there was sand in her ear the other day.
There's sand in the creek.
Yeah, I was like, Ryder, what's going on with your ear? And I understand.
No, she comes home dirty.
It was. But that means she. Parker, she's having a great day.
No, Parker freaking fantastic comes, day. Keeps coming home with no shoes and socks on. I said, Mom, it just means I had a good day at school. I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess Park. So.
All right, that's my WTF. That's my WTF. My rant. I'm gonna close this out, guys. Thank you so much for listening to us talk today on the Think Loud Crew podcast. You guys can always listen to us on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And remember, the message of this week is to check on your mom friends,
yes,
or any friends at all, specifically your mom friends.
I would say your dad friends too.
Hey, I say we were closing. I said I was closing. Okay. I'm not talking about the daddies. I'm talking about me and you and Shannon.
Yeah.
Amen.
The moms.
Please check in on me.
Check in on your mom friends. Postpartum depression is real. All right.
Yes.
That's my tidbit.
Yes.
You can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And you can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow us at the Think Loud Crew. Ooh. All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Woo. Thank y'all.